I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida man was arrested after he threatened another person with a machete, all this over a bag of potato chips.
He should get with that machete-wielding chick in L.A. that was threatening the Kardashians at their store.
Maybe that's his sister or something. That'd be kind of awkward if they got with each other.
Soulmates. Knife mates.
The incident started when the man who had just been released from prison, well, there you go, that could have been the headline, stole $17 worth of chips from a delivery truck. After being confronted, the man pulled out his machete and fled in a vehicle with a woman.
Look, once you pop, you can't stop.
Whoa. Don't blame this on Pringles. I feel like this one might be like potato Lays or like Lay's potato chips or something.
You think? I just saw was a scientific study that was done. I saw yesterday that said there is an ingredient in Pringles that literally like releases some kind of chemical in your brain that
like
makes you
salt.
You're not able to stop eating.
You know what? Man, okay. Well, I don't want to admit that because I love Pringles.
I love Pringles too.
Do you think that we could like maybe go that low one day?
I currently have like a can of Pringles that I've been eating out of sitting on my couch. I just leave it there because when I sit down and watch TV, I want easy access right there, you and me.
Wait. How many times have you used this can of Pringles?
Well, it's the same can. I mean, I've had it for a couple days.
Oh, wow. I usually get one day. When I open them, like, they're gone. Like,
yeah, mine lasts about 2 days.
Do you ever, like, double or triple stack them, or do you actually go individually one Pringle at a time?
You have to eat one at a time. You can't into a stack.
Yeah, you do at least two or three, so it's really crunchy. You're telling, oh, my, how do you... You have so much patience. I don't know how you do that. You'll take one Pringle.
Yes.
Eat it. Crunch. Chew, chew, chew. Then another?
Ew, I can't believe that you bite into like a stack.
Oh,
that gives me like cold chills.
In this conversation, you're a weirdo.
No, you like, are. No, I've never heard of anyone doing that.
All right, Joe and Alex Show. Tweet us right now. If you're listening right now, if you do like one Pringle at a time, or you do like two, three, or four, like I'm not saying like you do like 10 of them at once, but nobody eats one Pringle at a time, Alex.
Yeah,
oh my
everyone
gosh.
Does.
Oh my God. You have so much self-control that and you're saving your virginity. Oh my God. How are you doing all of this? Well, continuing on with the potato chip guy though, he ended up being, you know, in the vehicle, taking the women. The driver called the cops and gave them a description of the vehicle. The guy ended up leading cops on a chase where he rammed several vehicles and drove through a chain link fence. The guy finally gave up shortly after driving through the fence. He was charged with armed robbery. So he's going to have to save up some of that commissary now in prison to get those chips again.
And now we'll have gruel, no chips.
No gruel for you either. A 57-year-old guy near Lansing, Michigan, kind of where I grew up, got drunk at a bar the other night and he wanted some McDonald's. I mean, who doesn't? McDonald's and Taco Bell are my go-to. My wife won't let me get White Castle because I get really stinky farts.
I love White Castle.
Oh, yeah. She won't let me go there because I get stinky farts. So he drove there. When he got there, all the lights were off. So obviously they were closed for the night. Sucks to be you. But he pulled up to the drive-thru anyways and tried to order. I've done that before, too. I'm like, oh, maybe they're open. I'm like, hey, hello.
Even when the lights are off, I'm like, are you sure you're closed? Like, are you sure?
Like, you don't have anything extra? You could just whoop a little bean burrito together for me or something like that? Well, yeah. But nobody came to the speaker. Nobody was answering him, and he was not happy on it. So he laid on his car horn, like, beep. He did it for 15 minutes straight, just holding it. Beep.
I'd call the police. No. Calling the police. Bye. Calling the tow truck company. Bye.
15 minutes straight. Well, yeah, then he yelled profanities into the speaker. Then finally, he's like, you know what? Forget this. I'm taking off. So he ended up flooring it. He ended up peeling out, like burning his tires up. And he ended up hitting a curb on the road and getting a flat tire. Well, guess who was there like 20 feet away this whole time?
A cop. Of course.
Which
good.
Is impressive. A cop waited 15 minutes for all this to go down. Just like,
yeah, what was he doing? Was he checking his Facebook? I don't understand.
He was eating popcorn.
He was there watching it the whole time. So he pulled over and they arrested him for drunk driving. And did you guys hear about this story here in Indiana? Like, how dumb was this director for a movie that they were shooting? Cops in Indiana shot an actor portraying an armed robber while filming a scene at a bar.
I saw this and I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't either. It's like, okay, that's a funny, like, you know, fake story, but it's real. Some people thought it was a real robbery and called 911. When officers arrived, the actor came out of the bar wearing a ski mask and carrying a fake handgun. When officers told him to put down the gun, the guy looked at them stunned, like, what is this? Officers fired one shot, somehow missed, which scares me that they missed. It ricocheted off the building. Nobody got hurt. They then pulled the guy then pulled the ski mask off and told the officers he was filming a movie. Officers said no one notified them about the filming. No one was injured during the incident. That director is now taking blame. Like, yeah, I didn't think about calling the cops to tell them we're going to shoot a robbery scene.
And you're also supposed to post like signs everywhere. Like, this is this is a movie set, blah, blah, blah. You're supposed to do all that stuff. Yeah. By the way, we're getting people tweeting us about the Pringle thing.
Yes. What are people saying about the Pringle? I told Alex I couldn't believe that when she has a Pringle, she'll have one at a time, like just individual. She never does two or three. I'm like, that, you have so much patience. Like, everybody does at least two or three Pringles.
Do you bite into a stack or just eat one at a time?
Oh, you're talking about at a time?
Yeah.
Oh, one at a time, for sure.
You individually take one Pringle out.
I thought you meant she just ate one.
No.
I was out producing. I just walked in the room.
Yeah. He'll grab a stack of like five and bite into it.
No.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
No, I said two or three. I said I never, you can't just do one Pringle at a time.
Yeah, I'm an individual Pringle person,
Liv. Oh my gosh.
I eat everything individually, even like one piece of popcorn at a time.
Yes, Web Girl Liv and I for the win. Samantha says,
I eat one
Pringle at a time. Hashtag too much mess. Tristan, one at a time is a sin.
Exactly. Alyssa, to hell.
Alyssa said, oh my God, about the Pringles. Stacks on stacks on stacks. Alex, you're weird. Alyssa said, I eat one at a time, but sometimes two when I make the Pringles look like a duck mouth. And Benson said, come on, man, one at a time, savor the flavor. And Bella Candle Company said, Alex, come on, you're the weirdo.
You are.
Yeah, well, I'm going to burn your candles, Bella.
So how many at a time?
Like two or three. I'm not doing like half.
Like 15?
I'm not doing half the Pringle thing. No, I want to enjoy it.
But you want more than one at the same time?
Liv's going to the movie theater and you're eating one piece of popcorn. Like,
yep, literally. I eat one piece of. I don't like bite into a singular piece.
Pet peeve on a date. If I'm on a first date and the guy that I'm on the date with, we get fries and he puts more than one fry in his mouth at a time, I'm grossed out.
What? Oh my God. I can't, you take two or three fries and dip them in ketchup.
No.
Oh my. No wonder you're signal. That explains everything right there. And Liv, I don't even understand scientifically how if we went to a movie theater, if you got a small bag of popcorn, how would you finish that bag of popcorn before the movie's over?
I mean, I can do it. Whatever.
I've never finished all I've never finished
maybe
a bag of popcorn.
One at a time, yeah.
My popcorn's done before the movie starts. So maybe we can meet a compromise right there. All right, bottom line, I'm not going to say I'm weird, so you guys must all be weird. Those right there are your dummies of
obviously.
The day. Obviously. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Officer Robert Turner was one of the officers escorting President Donald Trump through the city on Wednesday when he crashed his motorcycle on I-70. The police department posted to social media on Thursday that President Trump delayed taking off until he spoke to Officer Turner and thanked him for his service. After 11 years, Will and Grace came back to TV last night. Karen woke up from a dream, and so the new show kind of voids... Wait, this doesn't make sense. I don't know. This is a clip from last night.
What's going on? What's happening? Who won the election? Oh, I had the craziest dream. In the dream, Will was living with a swarthy man in uniform, and Grace was married to a Jew doctor.
Yeah, well, we were, but we're single now.
That tracks. What happened to the children you had who grew up and got married to each other?
That never happened.
Oh, what a relief. Nobody wants to see you two raise kids.
Yeah, I mean, what would be funny about that?
Okay, now I get what was written here for me. So Karen is up from a dream so that the new show can void out what happened in the former series finale. It was just a weird sentence. Jared Leto denies that he gave used condoms to castmates on the set of Suicide Squad. He said he did give cast members funny gag gifts like the Joker would, but that was not one of them.
There were some things, you know, that were mentioned about like gifts and the fact that I was giving used condoms to people, which was not true.
We can say that right now. That
it
is
was
not true.
Not true. And what are you going to do at that moment? You can't even, it doesn't matter how loud you shout or hold up a sign, you know, with your pants off in Times Square. People are going to go with the story that they want to run.
Well, you guys know what you're getting for Christmas this year from me.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus announced on Twitter yesterday that she has breast cancer. She wrote, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. The good news is I have the most glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends and fantastic insurance through my union. The bad news is that not all women are so lucky, so let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality. HBO said the Veep production schedule will be adjusted as necessary for Julia. O.J. Simpson could be out of prison as soon as Monday. Back in July, the former NFL star was granted parole on or after October 1st.
The juice is loose.
The bunny, whoa, I love the bunny. I don't love my mom or my dad, just the bunny.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner's 31-year-old wife, Crystal Harris, will inherit nothing due to an ironclad prenup. That means she was never added to his will. The couple had a 60-year age gap and tied the knot on New Year's Eve in 2012 at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. A source says that while Crystal will be taken care of, she won't receive a penny of Hefner's fortune. Instead, his $43 million estate will be divided between his four children, the University of Southern California, and a list of charities. Kim Kardashian finally confirmed that she and husband Kanye West are expecting their third child. Kim shared a promo video for season 14 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Twitter, where she revealed yesterday to her sister Khloe, "We're having a baby." She captioned the post, "Season 14 is going to be wild. Tune in this Sunday." The Halloween film Hocus Pocus is getting a TV remake at the Disney Channel. A Disney Channel rep confirmed that the network is developing a reimagining of the 1993 comedy horror movie, but the movie will feature a new cast. A source close to Aerosmith said frontman Steven Tyler suffered a seizure following the band's show in Brazil on Monday night. It isn't known what caused the seizure or if Tyler was diagnosed before flying home. The band was forced to cancel another show in Brazil on Wednesday. Their show tomorrow night in Chile.
I say, Chile, you got that
Chile.
Chile?
How do you say it? Is it just Chile?
I think that's the right way to pronounce it. Most people say Chile, yeah.
I mean, I always say Chile, but I always thought that was wrong.
I like Chile.
Chile.
Hey, Alex, you want to go to Chile's after the show?
Baby back ribs.
I want my baby back ribs. Their show tomorrow night in Chile and shows in Argentina and Mexico next week are
Argentina.
All canceled.
Argentina.
Argentina.
Tina.
Argentina.
You're saying it wrong. You just sound like a fool. That's all. Argentina.
That is the garbage.
Okay, Alex, I'm going to want to tell the story. I want to share it with you. And I want you to be honest here. If this is something you can admit to, or maybe other women, you're like, well, I don't do that, but I know it's the case with other women. I'm trying to do man stuff yesterday, impress my lady, turn her on, just be a good husband. So she gave me like a honey to-do list. I put in like a door stopper yesterday so the door wouldn't hit the wall in our bedroom. I went and I also got like a little mini snake thing to clean out, not like the toilet, but the actual like sink and the shower, like the bathroom shower, because it wasn't draining really fast.
Okay.
So I'm in there doing my thing. Keep in mind, if you've never seen a photo of me, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, or, I mean on Instagram, you could find something up there. I really don't have a lot of hair, like from my head. I got like a beard and I've got like, you know, I'm a hairy dude everywhere else, I guess, but I don't have long locks of brown or golden hair. So I'm snaking or putting this little piece of plastic in there and twisting it and just trying to, because the water in our shower, Alex, is not draining. Like, it'll go there and then it slowly, slowly, like, sits.
I know where this is going.
I did not know where this was going yesterday. I had no clue where this is going. I had no clue. And it's sick. I'm going to show you the video later, but it's just disgusting. I'm like, okay, well, the water's not draining, and I tried Drano, didn't work. So I put this little, like, 1 or 2 foot little snaky thing inside the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in until I hit resistance, so step one. Step two says twist 3 times.
Yep.
I twist 3 times. It's got these little hooks on the bottom.
My poor dad has had to do this several times for me.
I pull, and I felt like I was deep sea fishing. Like, the resistance that I got on that line, I was like, oh, Lord, I'm going to need some backup in here. I pull it out, Alex. Eventually, it snaps in half. I pulled out a foot of hair.
Yep.
It looked like somebody dropped their weave in the shower drain.
Ladies, no. Ladies, no.
It was, oh, I'm going to show you guys the video. I'll put it up, actually. I'll make a little mini edit of these videos I did, and eventually we can put it up on our Instagram. I'll chop it up for you and see it. Just a food warning, don't do that. I thought that was the worst thing. I can understand hair being in the shower. But then I'm like, oh, well, since I'm doing it, let's just check out the sink real quick. The sink runs fine. Guys, the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. I grew up with my mom and I never saw stuff like this. Alex, I think it was almost, how long's your hair? Like 2 feet? Something like that? Like,
know.
Do you think like a foot and a half, 2 feet?
Liv the web girl has way longer hair than me. I mean, my hair goes a little bit past my boobs, but here's the thing. My hair is extremely fine. So
okay.
Even though it's kind of long, I would consider, I'd say I have long hair. It's a little past medium length, but
I'm gonna
because
say
it's
your
so
hair's
fine,
2 feet.
Like the end of my hair is very thin.
Okay. This hair was thick. I thought a horse took a shower and bathed in his bathroom. Like, how did they get a horse up to the second floor? I didn't know how they did this.
Honey, I shed more than a cocker spaniel.
Alex.
I mean, I cannot keep hair on my head. And I'm like, I'm taking prenatal vitamins and I'm not even trying to get preggers. I'm like trying to get my hair to grow. And I'm like losing so much every day when I, first of all, when I shampoo my hair, so much hair. It's a wad of hair that comes out every day. But then when I use conditioner, even more comes out. It's a daily process. For a while when I was in high school, my dad would get so upset because I would wipe it all in the shower.
Yeah, oh my God, my wife does that. How, women are disgusting.
And we can't help it. That's the thing. Sometimes it's easier, instead of trying to get the water and run it off your fingers, depending on your water pressure, it's easier to just wipe it on the shower wall and then...
then pick it up later? Is that hard to do?
I mean, to be honest, like, you know, I'm kind of proud of my collection after it really... I get a lot accumulating on the shower wall. It's a very weird thing to be proud of.
But I pulled out... Go ahead, Live the Web Girl. What's up, you hairy beast?
I literally brush my, like, fingers through my hair. God, your and hair... I collect, like, a wad. Like, it's like a ball by the end of it. And I'm impressed by it as well. But I've learned to I throw that away after.
I'm staring
shower.
At Liv, not like at her boobs, but her. I didn't realize how long her hair was.
Very
oh my
long.
God,
and her hair
it's
is
thick.
Her hair is way thicker than mine. She's got perfect hair. She's got the hair that, you know, I buy extensions
like
to have.
Like that bitch. I hate that. It's amazing hair. Okay. But what I pulled out of the sink was even longer. I'm like, how does that much hair get in
because
the sink?
Because when we're blow drying our hair, it comes off.
But and Alex, and maybe it's just because it piles all up. I don't know. Because like I said, all I have is a beard, and that's the only hair I can really grow except for hair I don't want. It felt like she pulled out like an extension, like a weave. It was like 2 feet long, perfectly put together, and then it wouldn't come off the little snake thing.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure it like changed form. I'm sure it changed form, and it was like the movie It or whatever.
Yes!
But was it your wife's hair? Could you determine that?
No, it wasn't. We just moved in like 5 days ago, 6 days ago. It was other women's hair.
I'm out. And I'm
like, how are you letting it build up? Because guys, the water comes out really great water pressure, but it wouldn't drain. It was so slow. Like it would take 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, you guys are standing in a swimming pool every time you shower. You don't notice there's a problem?
No, I did.
Dirty
so you know
women.
How I stayed in the same apartment complex, but I moved into a different apartment in the same complex recently? So the apartment that I was in before, my water started to not drain and I knew what was going on.
Hey, Dad.
I just moved out, and I didn't tell anybody.
Quietly left.
So the next person that lives there, they're going to have to do the snake drain thing, and they're going to get all my hair.
You are disgusting. All women. I just... Okay, thanks for answering my questions, but that I'm the husband of the year right now. I don't care how bad everybody says I am as a husband. You could celebrate if you win today with Finish the Lyrics to getting that NBA 2K... 18 game. Let's get some teammates here, Alex. Let's go to line number one. And Talisha.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? You got a whole gang of people with you this morning.
Yes.
All right, make sure you're not on speakerphone. Talisha, do you want to be on Team Joe or do you want to be on Team Alex this morning?
Team Joe.
All right, Joe and Talisha. All right, let me lock you in there so we don't lose you. And then we'll go to line number two this morning. And I think we got Brittany on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, how are you?
It's Brittany, bitch. Hey, you're with
you?
Me.
Whoa. That was intense. We're good. All right, let's go over the rules real quick. You guys be quiet. Producer MYK, how do we play this fun game called Finish the Lyrics this morning?
Each of you will get three songs. You can listen to the songs each up to two times, and you have to guess what the next word is, hence the words Finish the Lyrics.
I like it. All right, cool.
You get one lifeline. You could ask your teammates one time on the phone.
All right, cool. So when we don't come to you, Talisha and Brittany, I mean, you can cheer us on and you can boo like Talisha if Alex gets one right. You can be like, oh, they suck. I hate them. But make sure you don't shut out the answer, okay?
What do they win?
Today, they're going to win NBA 2K18.
Ooh.
Yes, there's a lot of cool details to tell you about that when you actually win that. Alex, I always let ladies choose. Do you want to go first for Finish Lyrics, or do you want me and Talisha to go first this week?
Did you go first last week?
I don't know. I think I won. Pretty sure I won.
Okay, that is not what I asked.
Oh.
I'll go first.
You'll go first?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Finish the Lyrics. Alex and Brittany, this is your first song.
So hard, square. We ain't need Popey here. So hard since we here. Sony right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo to go Michael. Take your pick. Tyson.
This isn't the part of the song that I know.
It Yikes. Involves sports.
Are you giving me hints?
Didn't mean to, if that helped you, but...
Okay, play it again.
Also hobby this square. We ain't even Popey here. Also hard since we here. Sony right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo to go Michael. Take your pick. Jackson, Tyson.
I know it's a name of, it sounds like that he's saying names of sports people. So Brittany, do you know who would be after that?
Yes, it's Jordan.
All right, Jordan is the final answer.
Final answer?
Yes.
Jordan.
Oh, thank God. Brittany for the win.
Dang.
Good job.
Dang it, Brittany.
Alex has used her lifeline.
I don't know anything about sports. Like I've said before on the show, all I know is Eric Decker. And really, isn't that all we need to know?
I don't know what your infatuation with him. He seems so, like, boring to me, like, out of all the football players.
Do you watch
players?
Eric and Jesse on E? They're the greatest celebrity couple of all time.
I think you know the answer to that. And the answer is, no, I do not watch Eric and Jesse on E.
Oh, the best.
All right, here we go. Our turn, Joe and Talisha.
New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I had one wish. Well, she's been gone since that summer. Since that summer. Hip-hop, marmalade, spick and span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great.
Oh, man. I'm going to hear it one more time and then I'm going to have to tag in Talisha because I have no clue. So listen closely.
New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
For the summer.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I had one wish. Well, she's been gone since that summer. Since that summer. Hip-hop, marmalade, spick and span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great.
Any
You're the best girl that I ever did.
The what? The great what?
The great Larry Bird. The great Larry Bird.
That's like sports related. I don't know. Okay, so we'll say they finished with the great, so we'll say, I guess, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
All right, Larry Bird. Let's keep it sports themed this morning. Give us Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Get out of here.
High porn.
I genuinely suppressed laughter. I was like, that's not it.
You guys have both used your lifelines. The score is 1 point Joe and Talisha, 1 point Alex and Brittany.
This is the theme of the whole thing. Normally there aren't themes in this, but this is all sports related. I'm doomed.
I didn't even
say there's a theme.
You just helped me. I didn't even think about that. Genius. Talisha and Brittany, you can stay on the phones cheering for us and, of course, booing when Alex is going to. You can do that. All right. Are you ready, Alex and Brittany?
Yeah.
Here you go. Here is your second song. Ooh, I love this song.
Turn me up, bring the knob right. I get dressed like it's prom night. I feed on lemons in a limelight. They say I'm full of my appetite. Hell no. Keep on pushing like a deadline. Hell no. Keep on shooting.
Oh, what? This is so easy. Oh, my gosh. I know this one.
Is this Iggy Azalea?
Yeah, I was kidding. I don't know the song. I just like the beat.
Is it Iggy?
He can't tell you.
I can know the artist.
This isn't the music battle. Yeah.
But
it's Iggy Azalea. Okay. So, all right. So play it again.
That beat is sick.
Turn me up, bring the knob right. I get dressed like it's prom night. I feed on lemons in a limelight. They say I'm full of my appetite. Hell no. Keep on pushing like a deadline. Hell no. Keep on shooting.
Pew, 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 pew.
Keep on shooting. I mean, I know it's sports related, but I don't know sports. It's keep on shooting. I'm just going to say free throws. I don't even know what they are. I don't know. I barely know what a basketball is.
I need your word, Alex.
Three flows. Free throws. What is the word?
Pick the word.
Yeah,
I don't know
there's
which word
two different ones.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say? Three throws.
No, I don't.
There's free throws.
Free throws and there's three pointers. What is your next word?
Three pointers.
All right.
Wait, what is your next word? Finish the lyrics of the next word.
Three.
Three? Final answer?
Okay, let's see here. It's Reggie Miller.
Oh, my God. I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God.
Don't say that in Indianapolis, don't Alex.
Is that an indie person?
Alex,
say
I never, Alex. I never tell you to do this on the air.
We don't have to dump that.
I never tell you this on the air. Shut up.
It's not a secret.
God, you're digging a hole.
I just don't know things about sports.
Oh, my MYK, get us out of this.
He's like the basketball Jesus of Indianapolis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's a legendary Pacers player.
I know there's a Reggie that Kim Kardashian dated.
No,
Reggie
no,
what?
No.
I don't know. But I see, I don't know anything about sports, so I'm sorry. You can't hate me for that. At least I'm honest.
Okay, well, there goes the show. It was fun while we had it for almost a year.
Google Reggie Miller while you're looking
Yeah, up. Okay, here we go. This is our chance to take the lead, Talisha, even though you can't do anything except for laugh in the background.
When I started balling, I was young. You won't think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won.
Ballin' on you. So, final answer, ballin'.
Ballin'?
Ballin'. What did he say?
Iverson.
Oh. All right. Well, dang it. So, this comes down to the final round. Alex, are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't be mad. Don't be
good.
Mad.
I know this one without it even finishing. Ew.
I can see you with my t-shirt on.
I can see you with nothing on. Feeling all beautiful. Bring that home. Bring that home. You know what I mean. Girl, you a freak. You shouldn't say those things. I'm trying to get inside of your brain. See if you can work me the way you say. It's okay. It's alright. I got something that you gon' like. Is it the truth? Are you talking trash? Like Steve Nash.
I don't know who that is, but I know the words. When I was in seventh grade and the song was popular, my mom took me to counseling because she thought I was messed up because I liked this song.
Final answer?
Yes.
Final answer is what?
It's Steve Nash.
Steve Nash.
Dang!
Yeah,
all
she's
right.
Like, my kid likes a song about promiscuity. There's something wrong with her.
All right, let's go and see if we can tie it up right here.
Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been bought it. Home of the hip hop.
I know it's Jay-Z.
Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying.
Dwayne Wade. Final answer, Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne.
There we go. So we got, what, an overtime here?
Yes, right now it is Joe and Talisha with 2 points, Alex and Brittany with 2 points. I've written down a number between 1 and 100.
Oh, correct.
I need your, take a guess, Joe.
Oh, well, then let's go with 18.
18, and what is yours, Alex?
86.
86. All right, Joe's is closer. This is do or die, Joe. You get to hear the tie-breaking song. If you get it, you win. If you miss it, she wins.
Okay, and can I go to my lifeline or no?
Nope.
All right, here we go. Wish me luck.
Halloween.
Jumpman! Oh, man!
Yeah.
Jumpman, 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 Jumpman.
They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out of the country. Boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher. Ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard. Ooh. I hit that.
All right, can I hear it again?
Of course.
Halloween.
This is not good.
Taliban.
Taliban.
Terrorists.
Taliban.
Terrorists.
Yeah. Jump in, jump in, jump in. Them boys up to something. It's like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher. Ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard. Ooh. I hit that
shot. I'm gonna say shot. I don't know, and I feel so bad if it's wrong. Final answer is shot. Let's see here.
Ginobili.
Yeah, Ginobili. These are all NBA players, like NBA 2K.
Like shot. I know.
Alex wins.
Yay, Brittany, that was a disaster. But you did win NBA 2K18, so congratulations.
Yeah, the most legendary talent ever assembled in a sports video game just got bigger with legends Kobe Bryant and Kevin Garnett. Simply put, NBA 2KK is the deepest and most authentic simulation sports game available. You can get it now on PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, PC, and Nintendo Switch. NBA 2K18 is rated 10+, and wow. Has anybody given you heat about the Reggie Miller thing, or no? You've been good.
Oh, yeah, all over Twitter.
Okay, all right.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. One of my favorite things we do each week is Freak Show Friday, but I don't understand why we're doing this today, Alex.
I know. So we got an email late last night from Darren. And if you remember, Darren last week was the person that we felt like was trying to dupe us. And we were very confused because on our end, it sounded like it was a woman trying to pretend to be a man. And so we just felt like maybe they were trying to fake a story. And we kind of called them out. And a lot of people got upset about that. And Darren reached out to me via email and asked if they could come on the show because they had some things they want to say to us. So I am like, I don't know if we're going to get yelled at here or
I don't,
what.
I after last week, I really don't want to deal with it again.
It's a Freak Show Friday follow-up.
All right, which has never been done before. Good morning. I see here on line number 6, Darren, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. Why are we talking to you again?
Hey, guys. I'm calling because I owe you an apology about last Friday. You all totally called me out, and I was using a voice change app to try and disguise my voice.
Whoa.
I told you it was weird.
We were right. Okay, wow, okay.
It clearly didn't work that well, and, you know, I don't even actually sort through my neighbor's mail. I don't know why I did it. Well, I mean, I guess I do. To be honest, I haven't really liked all of your show since you guys got here.
All right. Well, I mean, you're not alone. A lot of people do not like us. Go to Radio 9 100.9 on Facebook and see all the positive 1-star reviews.
Yeah, but just because you don't like us, I don't understand the correlation. Then why would you need to fake a voice and pretend to be a man and be fake on Freak Show Friday? I don't get it.
I mean, I'm just convinced that, like, all of those callers for Ask Alex and Freak Show Friday were fake, and I wanted to prove how easy it was to fake it.
Okay, explain that.
Okay, well, I mean, I downloaded this app, and it says you can change your voice, and, you know, I thought that would do the trick, but then you all started to call me out, and I tried to pretend to get mad and hang up, but, you know, I'm not an actress and not a good faker, and, you know, it kind of all crumbled from there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people were getting mad at us because they thought we were bullying you. But this is the thing that people don't understand. It's like when you call the show and you talk to producer MYK and he tells you, hey, you got it before you talk to Joe and Alex, you got to make sure your phone is off Bluetooth and off speakerphone because their equipment is super sensitive. Like what we could hear in our headphones was so much more severe probably than what people could hear coming out of their stereos and their radio, Joe. Like, wouldn't you agree? Like in our headphones, we pick up on different pitch changes and stuff that is so sensitive that I don't know that an average listener could hear in just their car. So we knew you were using
it. Was clear as day that something was going on. It wasn't like your voice cracked, because everybody, men or women, can have their voice squeak or do whatever. There was something going on, like an electronic voice change or something that was not normal. And just, I mean, your story wasn't that freaky about necessarily looking into the mail. I mean, it's illegal, which I'm glad you're not doing, but we knew something was up.
Yeah, we knew something fishy was going on for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it wasn't as easy, you know, to lie as I thought it would be. And, you know, I've left a few comments on all your Facebook page and about how it's fake. And then I went into doing this. And, you know, after doing all of that and going through the process with you guys, I really see that you do care about making sure that, you know, your listeners get the true story and, you know, do everything to the best of your knowledge. So, you know, I guess you could have easily not said anything and just let me tell my fake story, but I saw all the comments on Facebook, you know, saying that, you know, you guys were disrespecting me and bullying me. And, you know, that's really why I just started to feel stupid about the entire thing, because, you know, I'm the one that was really being the bully in the situation.
I don't think you're being a bully. You just were trying to pull a prank. And I just, only thing I didn't like about that, like, I'm not hurt, but it really did get frustrating when people are like, you guys, that I love your show, but you got to stop picking on Darren or whatever. I'm like, listen, we can tell that something's going on here. This is fake, and I'm not gonna have that. So, I mean, are you guys apologizing then? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I definitely needed to apologize because it just didn't seem fair the way that they were coming down on you because of something that I had started.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I'm still gonna call you Darren. I'm not gonna ask you to even give us your real name because of all the stuff that you've gone through and everything. I'm not gonna make you out yourself like that, so we'll just call you Darren, and that's easier and less confusing for everybody involved. But if that's okay with you.
Oh no, yeah, that's more than okay. I'd be too embarrassed to give my real name at this point.
I really do appreciate your apology. that means a lot to me, because I feel like we do get a lot of crap and shade thrown at us for the show, and people think that we are trying to like do some fake stuff or whatever. Sometimes we see those comments on Facebook, and like, it's important for us to make sure that we are always as honest as possible with our listeners. And so I appreciate you pointing that out, that that is why we called you out, not to be mean to you, but because we really want the honest truth when we do these types of scenarios and calls.
I accept your apology too, like Alex. How did you do it though with the app? Like what can this app do?
Okay, well, there's, you know, a few settings. So the first one, of course, which I tried, is making your voice lower.
Can we hear what it sounds like?
All the way, like make it all the way low.
Okay, I can do that.
Hey guys, my name is Karen. I accepted my neighbor's mail.
Whoa.
That is a really low voice. Okay, what else is on there? What's on this app for changing your voice?
There's a setting here for helium.
Oh, yeah, like you suck it in, okay.
Yeah, so it just brings it up really high.
I'm just happy-go-lucky, positive, high energy.
All right, is there anything else on there?
Yeah, I have a setting for a robot.
Yes, do it.
So it's, you know, would be more for, take me to your leader, we are not one of you.
Okay, that's pretty impressive right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually, I have like also a chipmunk here.
Like Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah. You could just break out into full song, like,
I need a hula hoop.
You know, however that goes.
The haters are going to hate this, that you admitted that you lied and all this stuff. They're going to hate it because they wanted to be mad at us so bad. But I feel like you kind of owe us, Darren. I feel like your mail stuff was fake. We didn't really get a real freak reason out of you last week. So I feel like we need a real reason you're a freak this week, because everybody has one.
Okay, let me think of something.
Okay, while you think, I think we got to go to break real quick and come back.
All right, hang on. We're going to continue. We've never done a follow-up before with Freak Show Friday. We're talking to Darren, who called in and just admitted that he pranked us last week. That was totally...
It's she now, but we're still calling her Darren. I know it's confusing.
Oh, God, I hate this. Anyways, we continue Freak Show Friday next on the Joe and Alex Show.
She's a very freaky girl. The freak's gone hard.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
Friday, continuing. This is actually a follow-up from last week when we spoke with Darren, and he told us that, is it he or she?
Well, she now, because okay. We now know that Darren is a female, that she was using a voice changer app because she was trying to prove to everyone how, quote, easy it was to fake something on our show, which clearly it isn't. So,
gotcha.
So now we kind of left off before the break. We told her, all right, since last week everything was fake, you have to give us a real reason right now why you're a freak, because everybody has one. So we gave her some time during the song to think about it. So what did you think of, Darren?
Okay, so I was thinking, and I guess you're right, I do have a little something that's kind of freaky, I guess. I have bought items from celebrities that have gone on eBay for a lot of money.
Ooh, oh my gosh, I've heard of people like you. I just haven't ever met anybody that actually has bought this stuff.
Yeah, like a few years ago, I bought a used tissue from Amy Grant.
I love Amy Grant.
Wait, who is she? Country? I've heard of Amy Grant.
She's like she was pop back in like the 90s and like gospel.
She's kind of holy.
Married to Vince Gill.
Yeah, that baby.
Yes.
In any kind of weather.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know if a lot of your listeners would know, but that's what I grew up listening to, so that was important to me.
Was there a booger in there?
I didn't go look that too much into it. I don't think so. I think that costs more.
I bet it does, for real.
But I also bought a half-eaten ham sandwich from Jude Law.
Ooh, how much was that?
See, that one was probably like almost $500.
Whoa!
What? I think you're overpaying for all this, but okay.
I mean, it's Jude Law, so.
Good point.
I've also bought in a fabric softener sheet that Hillary Duff used in her laundry.
MYK's dream.
What? Maybe her downy ball.
You know, and I almost got, I didn't win the bid, but I almost got a clip toenail from Kenny Chesney.
Oh my God!
Wait, so are these celebrities posting the things of themselves online, or people just like, ooh, there's a nail clipping, mine?
How do you know it's real?
I mean, I feel like people that work with them and, you know, they collect these things, and I guess they make money off of it.
I'm going to go shave my butt and say it's Justin Bieber's pubes.
Oh, my word.
I don't know. I think I might be able to get that before you.
She sounds pretty good at this.
All right, Darren. Well, it's interesting getting to talk to you again today.
Full circle. I feel so happy now that we've resolved the issue, Darren. And it was really big of you, honestly, to call in and like admit all that stuff.
I'm glad I had the chance to.
Yeah, it was great talking to you, Darren. I'm sorry, Alex. I just feel so weird about this whole situation. I'm not mad at Darren, but I don't know. Like, you're way too happy about it.
Well, I mean, this is like my dream scenario. I'm the one that gets the most hate out of anybody on this show, and somebody finally admitted they were wrong and that they were sorry. Like, heck yeah, I'm happy.
All right, Darren, thank you for calling in, clearing things up this morning, and even contributing to a Freak Show Friday.
Yeah, thank you guys. I'm glad you're willing to forgive me. I'll definitely be listening to the show from a whole new perspective now.
Yay!
Wait, before Darren leaves, you don't want to play with that voice changer again?
No!
Come on, one more time. Me, I want a hula hoop.
All right, let's all try singing it then. Like, I got the app hooked up right now so we can try it.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, let's do it before we say goodbye to Darren. Are you Darren, will you do this with us?
Yeah, of course.
All right, one, two, three.
Me, I want a hula hoop.
That sounded pretty good. All right. Oh, wait, it's still on. Let me take it off.
Darren, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
We got Nate on line one. What's up, Nate?
What's going on, Joe? Okay, so you guys were talking about voice changes. I can literally change my voice without an app. You guys are doing the Chipmunk song, and I can literally sing that song.
Really?
What Alvin does. Yes, really.
All right, let's hear what you got here, Nate.
Christmas time is here again. I still want my
heart and heart. I think Nate's using an app, right?
He is. Nate's got to be using an app.
No, I didn't download that. Like, seriously, like, I do. I have five kids, and two of them are twins. So I literally have to keep them amused. I can do, it's Mickey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Like, all of that stuff, I do that to amuse them and sometimes embarrass my
Nate, how much would you charge to do that for a half an hour? Because I feel like Alex would pay money for that service.
Well, I mean, for a half hour, look, I'd be cheap, $50.
Alex.
I love cartoons.
Can you do SpongeBob?
Now that one I have not worked on. You have given me a challenge to work on.
If
I
you
can
do
work
SpongeBob, you'll make so much money off of Alex. She'll just pay you all she has just to come over and do that. That's impressive, Nate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to put that into my bag of tricks.
So, yes. Nate, what do you think about Darren after you heard everything these past 2 weeks for Freak Show Friday?
I think it was her ploy to try to make it a part of Freak Show Friday and then to make it that much more intensified by saying, am I having an attitude and getting an attitude with you guys? It kind of fit along the lines. I mean, a lot of people are going to do freaky things close to Halloween, so.
True.
Hey, you think that's what it was? You think, like, there was a full moon when Darren decided to call us last week?
Look, ever since the eclipse, people have not been writing their minds since. So,
I think it was way before the eclipse. But all right. Nate, thank you for listening and calling in, man. That's a pretty cool little talent you got right there.
That's a theory I can get behind.
No problem.
All right. You have a good one. We appreciate that. The Joe and Alex Show. You can connect with us anytime, 317-239-1009. Also, follow us on social media, Joe and Alex Show. That's on Twitter and on Instagram.
Joe.
Yeah, what's up, producer
MYK? Hey, we got a call on line 7.
All right. Do you know who it is? Or
she want to talk to you.
Okay. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lauren. I just had a crazy story. I'm walking into something insane this weekend, and I was just wondering if maybe you guys would have some advice.
No, sorry. We don't.
Yes, we do. We love calls like this. We love crazy.
Of course does. All right. Lauren, you sound like you're in a wind tunnel. What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It really sounds insane. So basically, I'm a daddy's girl. My dad has never liked me dating at all. Any guy I've ever brought over, he's come up with stupid mistakes. Like, I don't like their hair. He wasn't tall enough. He didn't shake my hand right. And I've been dating this guy for a year, so I decided, you know, hey, it's about time to introduce them to my parents. And so I took him home. I thought everything was going great. And then my dad called me afterwards, and he says, I don't want you to see that boy anymore. And I'm like, why not? Like, what reason could he possibly have now? Like, there's nothing wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
And then he tries to tell me that he caught my boyfriend licking our family cat named Comet. And I was like, there is no way you caught him licking our cat. And he said, yeah, all over the face. It was disgusting.
Wait. Like, was the cat licking him and he just was, like, licking it back? Because I know sometimes, like, the dogs will lick my wife's face and she'll, like, stay there. She doesn't lick him back, though.
She doesn't? Are you sure?
She better not be. No wonder I don't kiss my wife.
I'm not sure what my cat was doing back, but I don't believe him anyways. There's no way that he's licking my cat's face. My dad's insane.
God, your dad just sounds like he really loves you and he wants you to be daddy's little girl forever. That he's gonna,
yeah.
He's gonna go as extreme to say that, like, hey, I saw your guy licking the cat.
Oh, no, I was so upset that I said, fine, you know what? If you really want to prove this to make me break up with this guy, this weekend we're going to set up a secret camera while no one's in the room to see if he's licking the cat so I can prove my dad wrong and that he's insane.
Oh, my God. Wait, so you're going to do this for real? You're bringing the boyfriend back this weekend then?
Yeah, I mean, he's free, and I want to prove to my dad that this is a good guy.
I cannot wait to see how this goes.
Can you maybe like live stream this or web stream it? You could call it Comet Cam or something like that.
Oh my God. No, I will not do that because everyone will be disappointed because there's no way he's licking my cat's face.
Okay. I just.
I agree. That's not going to be happening.
If your dad. But let's just say your dad isn't lying and your dad really was telling the truth. What are you going to do?
I really haven't thought about that because I can't think of anybody who does that. So,
right.
I don't know.
Well, listen, I'm very intrigued. I'm glad you called our show because we do love the crazy. So can you call us back? Like, would you be available this time Monday to call us back?
Oh, you have to be. We talked to you now. You got to call us back because I need to have a follow-up.
Yeah, we need to know how the secret camera went and all that.
Yeah, I'll let you know if Comet gets his face licked by my boyfriend of a year.
All right, Lauren, and do me a favor. Hang on. Just not saying you won't, but producer MYK, make sure you pick her up in a second and get Lauren's number because we got to have a follow-up, okay?
All right.
All right, cool. So around this time on Monday, we'll get a follow-up from Lauren to see if her dad is just being an overprotective dad and he wants to keep his little girl forever, or if her boyfriend really licked or kissed Comet the cat. All right, Lauren, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. I hope we have nothing to talk about on Monday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good one. Alex, I mean, you're single, but was your dad like that? Was he really overprotective?
My dad was the complete opposite of overprotective. My dad was like, you have a boyfriend? Cool, you guys can have this kitchen table. You can have this when you get married. He was like, let him come over and I'll tell him all these little things. I mean, he is trying to get rid of me fast.
Get out of here.
He wants me to be someone else's responsibility. He's sick of dealing with me.
I can see why.
Did you have a cat, Alex?
I didn't.
You didn't have a cat? Is that Comet the cat?
It's Comet.
Is that the cat getting licked?
I think it's the cat getting licked. You don't use tongue on the cat without permission.
Do you think that her dad is just making... I kind of think her dad is just trying to scare her away from
this
guy.
Well, I think so, too. I don't think anybody would actually lick the cat. But I'm wondering, like, do a lot of girls have dads like that are that overprotective that they would, like, make something up like that just to try to get the guy out of there, like, out of the girl's life? So, a girl, Lauren, called in, and pretty much she says her dad is the overprotective type, which I know a lot of dads are like that, but he does not like her new boyfriend because apparently the dad caught him, the boyfriend, licking the cat Comet.
On the face. Like, he told
Does it
Lauren,
matter where it's licking the cat?
I mean, no, but it's better than the I'm just
oh,
saying.
Oh, God, that is, you're right. That takes all of it right there. The cat is not like that.
I'm just saying that I think her dad is making stuff up because he wants her to be daddy's girl forever.
317-239-1009. We're going to have a follow-up with her next week, hopefully. But I want to know, what about people listening right now to the Joe and Alex show? What have your parents done? Do we have any social media, too, this morning? Because if we do, Joe and Alex show, you could tweet us and let us know, what did your dad do? He's just super overprotective.
Ashley says, my dad has background checked all of my boyfriends. To his defense, they all had a record, besides my boyfriend now of 3 years.
Ooh, okay. That's not good at all. All right, let's go to line number 4 this morning, and we'll talk to Sarah on the Joe and Alex show. Sarah, you got an overprotective father?
Yeah, I did growing up, and these guys are still kind of scarred from it. So when I was younger, we had this heavy bag hanging from the rafters in our basement. And whenever my dad would strategically plan his workout, so when they would come over, he would wear like cut off shirts with the sleeves cut off and go down and blare Def Leppard and hit the heavy bag, and it would rattle like the whole house.
And did that work? Did that scare the guys away?
It didn't scare them away, but like I said, to this day, they still talk about, like, whenever they hear Def Leppard, like, they have this flashback of my dad just, like, beating the crap out of that heavy bag.
That's amazing.
And, yeah.
Did your dad make loud grunting sounds like,
I'm hot, no. Sticky sweet for my hair.
Not to that extent, no, thankfully, but.
Wow, that's awesome. Sarah, thank you for listening to the show and being part of it today. We really appreciate that. Let's talk to Troy. Troy, what would your dad do?
Well, when I first girl I ever dated, my dad actually scared her off by telling her embarrassing stories of when I was a baby.
Oh, your dad was C-blocking you?
Yes, badly. Like, I first started dating when I was 18, and the first girl I ever started dating, my dad literally, like, pulled her to the side and started telling her embarrassing stories of when I was a baby.
Like, oh, boy. Like, what's one thing? Make sure it's clean. But, like, what did he do to try to embarrass you?
He would tell her about me, like, peeing in the tub and things like that.
Well, listen.
I'm 31 and still do that, so I don't see the big deal about that.
Every single guy I date and bring home, my parents tell them the story of Pubis Tubis.
Who?
Which is my family nickname. My parents call me Pubis Tubis because I pooped in the tub when I was 2, and I guess I was trying to say I pooped in the tub, but it came out Pubis Tubis. And so my entire life, my nickname has been Pubis Tubis for my dad, and it's Pubis for short.
Hold on a second. Troy.
Wow.
Troy, maybe you and Alex, have you guys swiped right on each other on Bumble? This might be a connection.
Yeah, I think he's P.S. Tubbs, right?
I love Alex, man. She's cute as heck, man.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
You guys would have a great kid together that would destroy the bathtub, so there's always that. Let's take this to line number one this morning. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Lindsay.
Hey, what is it for you? Did your dad try to scare the dudes off?
My dad was just like your average dad, like, oh, I don't really like that guy, but you can learn by your own mistakes. But as far as licking the cat, I feel like that's not really, like, why would he lie about that? Like, maybe her boyfriend of the year is a freak, you know?
Wait, oh, my God.
So, wait. We're going to find out Monday if anything happens over the weekend. Well, you have her number, right, Producer MYK? So, if she doesn't call us, we can call her.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
We'll hit her up.
So, do you think there's a possibility? I've never heard of somebody licking a cat. I know dogs lick people's faces sometimes, but I've never heard of that.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, that's really not something you would share with someone, you know? Like, but if her dad caught him, I feel like I understand, like, oh, he doesn't have a good job. Oh, you know, I don't really like his attitude. I get that. But as far as to go is to say, oh, he licked one of our family pets, like, that's a little strange, I feel.
Definitely. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show.
Carissa tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. My dad and my older brother shot my now husband in the butt with a BB gun.
What? Dang. Okay. Hey, take this to our social media, Joe and Alex Show, and let us know if you got a dad like that. And we'll get a follow-up next week from Lauren.
Yep. And you can also find it on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning to you. Right now, Indy Screen Park passes up for grabs. Today, it's one of our favorite games we get to play. It's called Yell What We Tell. So we're going to tell you something, a phrase. We're not going to say it just yet till we get a contestant. But you've got to yell that as loud as you can, almost like you're screaming at the top of your lungs, like, help! Like, you want people to be like, what's going on over there?
And if it's not good enough, we'll just hang up on you and go to the next person. It's ruthless.
Yeah.
You got to do it right.
We haven't had to do that in a while, but, I mean, we're going to do it. These are great prizes to win this morning. Let's go to Jackie. Jackie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you at right now?
I am right in front of Lawrence Central.
Ooh,
between Lawrence Central and Belzer.
Ooh, I like it. Are there people around you?
Oh, yeah. The kids are coming into school.
Ooh. All right. Do you think before we actually have her say what we have her say, should she say, like, everybody, I need your attention? Yeah, that way they're looking at her, so they're like, what the hell is this lady doing? So just so you know, before we actually tell you what to say, you have to say that, like, when you were about to do it. You're going to be like, okay, everybody, I need your attention.
You got to be as loud as possible. You can't, I mean, if, and like I said, it's got to be loud or else we got to go to somebody else. Joe, you can pick because I picked on Monday when we played this game.
And if you don't say it loud enough, like Alex said, I hate being the mean one too, but we'll hang up on you. We'll go to somebody else, okay? So you got to say it with some enthusiasm.
Understand.
All right, we got a woman on the phone today. And the last time we did this, we talked about spiders near the butt. Let's see here. What if you said something that... My feet smell like stinky cheese. Is that good?
Ooh, that's good.
Would that, is that good?
I can do that.
Oh, she sounds way too comfortable with it. Should we, what do you think? That. Is that okay to you, producer MYK? You're creative. Like, I'm not that good. You think
if you're going to go with, what is it? Say it again.
I was going to have her, like, obviously get everybody's attention and then say, like, my feet smell like stinky cheese.
All right, she has to add something to that. Okay. My feet smell like stinky cheese. I believe in Jesus. She's got to say Jesus if it's cheese.
Yeah, like Jesus, but Jesus.
Okay.
This is a long one. All right.
So
she's got to yell it, though. Yell it at those kids.
I'm rolling out my window. I'm right here at the stoplight. You guys ready?
Yes. Roll it down and stick your phone out with your head.
Okay. We ready?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Please.
You know what? We're going to have you do that again one more time.
No.
Her phone cut out.
What?
Do it.
Okay. You want me to do it again?
Just move your phone. It was a little too loud. So, yeah.
Okay.
Move your phone away just a little bit. And once again, get everybody's attention. And if you're in your car, honk your horn 3 times so people know that that's you by them.
My horn is actually out. So.
Okay. Then I need you to start out, beep, beep, beep. With your horn. Then I need you to say, I need your attention. Then you can go into your cheese thing.
Okay, here I go.
All right. I'm going to give it to you. If anybody was near that when Jackie did that, call us at 317-239-1009.
Yay!
Congratulations, Jackie. You're winning this morning.
You guys.
You're welcome. Do your feet really smell that bad?
No, I hope not.
Okay, cool. Giving you a pair of tickets to the Indy Scream Park. Hang on line and we will get all of your information. Joe's Need to Know News this morning. A lot of controversy, obviously, the past week or so about whether you stand or you take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance or National Anthem. But have you guys seen this photo? This one really bothered me. It was a photo that's gone viral. It's circulating among like military people. I saw my buddy post this. It's at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery, and it's this guy kneeling down on his knee.
You're joking me.
I swear to you. It is like that's the most disrespectful thing you can do because it's for the soldiers. That's got nothing to do.
Was that a funeral?
No, they do like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. They do like a thing every hour or so.
Oh, okay.
And this guy's like there, probably like a group of, like I went there as a kid, or you could go there as a tourist and go see them do this, like the ceremony they do every hour or so. And this guy like takes a knee.
How disgusting are you?
And I couldn't believe it.
How disgusting are you?
And it's because it's got nothing to do with the NFL players are protesting and whether or not you agree or disagree that it's disrespectful to take a knee. The reason they're doing that is not necessarily because they don't like America, but if they believe an injustice is happening. That's two different things. But I saw that photo. I'm like, it's got to be fake, but they're saying it's a real photo. So I just couldn't believe when I saw that one.
I would love, you know, people that think they have it so bad here, I'd love to send them over to somewhere like Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq.
I thought you were going to say like to Ohio
North
or something.
North Korea, any of these places where they don't have nearly or any freedom like we do here.
North Korea is nice this time of year, though. Like weather-wise?
I'm sure.
I'm just kidding. I know nothing about it.
I heard the acorns are delicious.
Nom, 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 nom.
Their people, but they starve.
Allegedly.
None. Allegedly. You have no proof.
No, it's absolutely happening.
You have no proof of that.
Absolutely disgusting. That's terrible.
Scientists have found a way to potentially control the weather using laser beams.
That's pretty cool.
And could potentially beat the threats of droughts, which is great, like to help out that. Experts believe that by firing a series of laser beams, they can activate the static electricity and induce rain and storms. One beam would be fired, and the beam would be surrounded by another beam, which would allow the laser to be sustained for longer. Okay, this is scary stuff.
I could see celebrities utilizing that on like their wedding day when they don't want it to rain or something.
But do you realize, though, if they're able to create rain, what else can they create or stop from happening? Like, I'm not into these conspiracy theories like you and MYK are, but I've heard people say that, like, tropical storms, hurricanes, sometimes people say those are man-made. Do you believe in that?
Whoa. No.
What if? I'm actually doing a what if for once now, because if they're saying that lasers can create these storm clouds, this rain, what else can it create? Tornadoes?
Well, somebody did. That was a real thing. Somebody from some news source, I don't remember what, but they said that Hurricane Harvey was President Trump's fault. So, I mean, they think that President Trump controlled the weather. So I guess there are people that have been believing it.
Who knows what he's got under that hair right there. Alex, you might want to go check this out sometime. Go to Chipotle. A 19-year-old woman was working as a dishwasher at Chipotle in Texas last month when a modeling agent spotted her and thought she had potential.
Get out.
I'm not kidding you. And in the past month, she's done stuff in New York, London, Milan, and Paris Fashion Weeks. And she's become one of the top models in the world right now.
What?
Just because she was like a cute girl. You know, this is going to happen to Live the Web Girl. She's going to be out doing her other job, and all of a sudden, like, hey, let me give you my card. You should come here, and we should talk about this.
Good for her.
I wish.
All right. Well, fingers crossed. Somebody go check Liv out. Where are you working at? Where can people find you at?
Three Wise Men. Come visit me.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Somebody hire that girl.
Give Liv some tips.
All right, cool. Make sure you enjoy National Coffee Day today. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Need to know news.